Well, hi everybody, this is Rem, and this is session number 9 for the Top Practices Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop, and this one's really all about the summit. The title is Ready for Takeoff, the Final Summit Preparations. So as I record this, the summit's in 2 weeks, and it really is time now for you to begin your final preparations. Now, of course, the best possible thing you could have done is to have worked through all of the Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop content this summer when we started all the way back in June, because it's a real good, thoughtful time for you to just think about rather deeply these important questions that are going to help you really just achieve what you want in your practice instead of being stressed out and frustrated and, you know, being fulfilled and actually, I'll use the word, happy with things. And I know some of you are, but you know, all of us have our moments, and all of us really want to grow and get better. So here's my final checklist for getting ready for the summit with some important assignment information. First thing is review session number 7, how to prepare for the summit. That session gives you a tremendous list of strategies and ideas that you can use that'll prepare you and your staff to really get the most out of the summit experience. That's an important one. That's not about an assignment. That's about just thinking about how you're going to get the most out of it. Second, review session number 8, which is knowing your numbers. Coming to the summit prepared to discuss your numbers and the trends that they are showing is an extremely smart idea. Listen, if you're resistant to this because you're not happy with them, you might even think they're a little bit embarrassing, that's an even bigger reason to bring them. I promise you, no one's going to be judging. Everyone's going to be helping. If you hide, you can't be helped. So come ready to lay your cards on the table and mastermind with people who want to help and want to be helped by you. See, preparing your numbers, knowing them, and continuing to track them afterwards, listen, it's the very first step in improving them. If you don't have them and you don't know them, you can't make them better. So here's the thing. You won't be required to share them. As in previous years, I've wanted people to do that. This year, I'm not as focused on that, but you should be ready, willing, and able to do so. And by the way, bring your accounts receivable numbers, your ARs too. And if you wonder what that's about, review session 8. That'll explain it in detail. Now, here's what's going to happen. There are 2 roundtables at the summit in which we will specifically all roll our sleeves up and share our information, our questions, our stories, our help, and mastermind. And we're going to be broken up into the different groups that we have. We're going to have marketers at their own table, staff members and administrators at their own table, solo doctors at their own tables, and multi-practice doctors at their own tables. Both of these roundtables are on Saturday. I'll ask you on Friday to come seated that way. There'll be signs that'll help you do it. The first one is first thing Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 9:30. That's 90 minutes. So each person's going to get around 10 minutes. Actually, what you'll do is take the 90 minutes divided by the number of people in your at your table. Then you'll know. And, of course, there'll be a person that's a facilitator. We'll talk about those things in just a second. The second one is Saturday afternoon for 45 minutes. Now, here's what you need to have ready, written and very ready, a list of 3 things that you've done at your practice that have been the most helpful to you to move you forward. I mean, it can be anything. I really want one of them to be marketing or involving patient acquisition in some way. 2 for marketing are great. 1 can be something else or more that you've done that's managing your practice, just a great idea that you think, boy, I want to share this with people because it really helped us. You'll all be sharing these ideas and learning great new ideas from each other. Also, but this is even more important, bring your list of challenges, frustrations, questions you've got that are really holding you back. No questions too dumb, too stupid. Just bring them. Now, you should have at least 3 of these. You can have more if you wish. You can have a big, long list if you want to, but you might not get to all of them because everyone's going to need to take turns. Here's the rules of the engagement for these meetings. It'll be in your playbook, and we'll review them again at the summit. But your mission in this is to learn as much as you can from your fellow attendees and share what you know so you can take that back to your practice. I'm going to ask you guys to elect a facilitator and also a timekeeper at each session. Real quick, facilitator just enforces the rules. The timekeeper runs the clock. You should be doing that in less than 90 seconds. Here's the rules. No one monopolizes the conversation. The facilitator has to be able to enforce that. If the facilitator turns out to be the biggest offender, then the team has to do it themselves. Rule number two, everybody contributes. Seek out the contributions from the quietest participants. Usually they have the best stuff. Try to keep your voices as quiet as possible. It's a really big room with lots of people. I will have a little horn I call the Sistine Chapel horn. I'll explain why later, and it's really obnoxious. Please heed it if it seems like it's getting too loud. As I said, every person has 90 minutes divided by the number of people at the practice to share their best ideas and then ask the group their toughest questions and mastermind with the group. If it's your turn to share your best idea, then frame your challenge quickly and clearly. Don't just go on big, long stories. This, that, or the other thing, and chew up all your time talking. Try to get this out fast and let other people start to pound you with questions to help you. Ask the group exactly what you need them to know. Don't make them guess. Don't take much of your time telling your story, as I just said. Get to the point. Your mission is to listen carefully to what other people are doing and learn from them. Your mission is to lean in and help them if they're struggling. And it's important, when someone says something, whatever you do, don't say, no, you don't understand, or we tried that. Just say, okay. Every time I mastermind, I let everybody tell me everything. I say, really, tell me more. Even if in my head I'm thinking, I would never do that. I say, well, why do you say that? Tell me more about that. And I don't ever push back because I can always decide later whatever I want to do. But right now, I'm trying to see if maybe I have a blind spot or there's something I'm missing. It's very likely, by the way, that one person at your table will have a really big problem that needs more time that's allotted. Here's the thing. You've got to have time integrity and move on, even if you haven't solved their problem. You guys could suggest discussing that issue in more depth over lunch or dinner or breakfast. You could even suggest meeting by phone after the summit. Keep a list of questions that you don't get answered. There will be time to bring them up later in the summit. This exercise is completely dependent on time management and facilitation, so keep to the point, keep track of time, and you will get an enormous amount out of this. People have been loving this. So that's the checklist. It's pretty simple. Bring your best ideas and your biggest problems and get ready to roll up your sleeves, because these sessions will be, in between the expert sessions where we're going to teach you an awful lot and share truly, truly, when you leave this summit, I know that you will have every guidepost, every tool, everything that you need to take you where you want to go. I can't wait to see you. I'm really looking forward to it. Any questions, I'm just rem@toppractices.com if you're really stuck. Other than that, I will see you at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. It's going to be great. See you soon.